If you let me flow, says the Lord, I'll take you where you need to go. Time has come for you to understand me in better ways, in deeper ways, for you're not exactly where I want you to be. But the time has come to be elevated, to be lifted, to move to another level. It's time for to see my goodness at greater proportion, says the Lord. There are some things that you're here not by accident. You're here this morning for I have some things for you that I've been packing for you. But it's time for you to carry it yourself. For you see, my ways are divine. My ways does not work by time. It's supernatural. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. But in revelation, you can come to my ways and come to my thought and not sell it for natural government. But I want you to operate in my kingdom that you can have supernatural government, that nothing will be impossible to you from this day forward. So you have to yield, make some changes, make some steps. Steps that seem like they are not the right step. Yeah, but my steps don't always look right. I've said to you in my word, the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord and he's delighted in all his ways. Step in my way. Make the turn what I tell you turn. Shut the door that I tell you shut. Put your hand on the knob of the door that I tell you put your hand on. You don't have to open the door, just put your hand on the knob. I'll open the door for you, says the Lord. Times of peace in a time of turmoil will come to those who receive my word rightfully. Time of economic crisis will even not touch you, for you're rising higher and higher every day. Revelation knowledge, supernatural, my supernatural hands upon you. The same hand that took Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. I caused those people who thought they was in their grave to come out and to be alive. And I breathed on them. I called the four winds to breathe. The east wind, the west wind, the north wind, and the south wind. Yes, said my Lord, in the days of times of trouble, let the fire burn, let the rain fall, and let the wind blow. For you in another dimension. You don't have to hide. Come out in the open. Declare who you are. Lift your hand. Praise my name. Give me thanks. Walk with me. Let me talk with you. I have secrets and mysteries. Secret and mysteries that I want you to know. So if you flow, I'll take you where you need to go. So let me ask you this question. Here's a question I may have asked it before, but I need to ask it before I preach today. Do God own you? Now, three quarters of you ought to be lying. Because you make up your own mind how you're going to run your life. God's present, you absent. What? God set a meeting, he present, you absent. Do God own you? Can you say rightfully, Jesus is the Lord of my life? That's ownership. That's ownership there. That's ownership. Jesus is Lord. That's what this church has to understand. If we're going to get where we need to go, we got to understand he owns everything and everybody who lets him own. Do God own you? What a question. You can answer that question now. You know, some people say, yeah, yeah, this ain't no spiritual, TV game. You know whether God owns you. Now, here's the secret. If God can take lordship over your life, you can take ownership of whatever he has. He can trust you then. But when you're making your own decision, your own choices against what God wants to do, he don't own you. Oh, Well, Reverend, go on and let them sing some more. Who got on you? That's the question. And I don't want no joking. Let's ask the person next to you with a serious face. Do God own you? And don't joke it. Because see, we get to joking about everything, playing a little game, trying to get back into our place. But we need to have some conviction here this morning and some understanding of what God is aiming to do in our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God, that it would land on fertile ground today here in Darrow at Word of Life Christian Center and around the world by internet. Men and women that are listening to this message, may they come to revelation knowledge and a deeper walk with you and get to the point where they can submit their life to your Lordship. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, normally my son was supposed to do a lot of stuff, welcome people and all that, but it didn't work. It didn't work this morning. It'll work another time. God own me. How many of y'all know we had to do something about that question? Don't raise your hand. How many of y'all think y'all can answer that question right now? Come on now. That question, they have to be prayed about, meditated upon. Some submission had to be made. Some surrendering had to be made. Can't be a church member no more. Got to become a disciple. Got to get rid of my ugly ways about church government, about my pastor, about my leader. Got to get where a pastor can tell you what to do. If the Lord told me to tell you something. You see that, Junior? I can't go that far. My. Hope you come to revelation of what I'm trying to do for you. Hope you understand how much I love you and how much I care about you. But I can't care about you more flesh than I do spiritually. Then I'm not much of a leader. See. I just tell you right now, God don't like your ugly ways.
That's true.
You don't like it. Then you got a group you won't take with you. You always shoo into somebody. You got to stop that mess, man. Ephesians chapter 3. Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 9. Three opening in the Bible. God's word. We're going back where we was last Sunday on progressive revelation. And then I'm going to take you a little further and how to stay and continue in the supernatural. How to pastor a supernatural church. How to develop a supernatural church. How to pastor supernatural people that can get a miracle just like that. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5, it says, watch, the Apostle Paul talking, watch in other ages. You see that? Hello? Yeah, I got material. I had materials this morning. Watch in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Other ages. In other words, what Paul is talking about now in the New Testament, many in the Old Testament never knew this. Other ages, not made known to the Son of Man, as it is now what? I heard three people. I want you to underline that word in your Bible, right in your Bible. Which is now revealed, present tense, now revealed, uncovered, exposed, made known, can see, make it plain. Reveal, now notice this, to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Who is revealed to? How? By the Spirit. So there must be something that you're not going to get unless it's brought to you by kingdom government. Of someone who heard in an office or in a gift that the Father will make a presentation to you. But if you don't accept the gift, you won't accept the presentation. Ephesians 2 now. I've got another chapter, another verse I need to look to explain this thing. Ephesians 2:20. Look at the 19th verse. Now therefore you're no more strangers and foreigners, thank God, but fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm a fellow citizen and I'm of the household of God. Hallelujah. Now notice verse 20 though. It seems like God is telling us about his government. You know, like the army has a major, has different captains in different places. That's for order. How would it be that God set nothing for spiritual order? He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of men. You see the order? There's a word in my mouth for you.
Yes, sir.
See, all I do, you got to go. You got different activities you're doing all the week, and you got different things you do. All I do all the week is put your word in my heart that when I stand before you, it can be in my mouth. Now, it don't look like it sometimes because a lot of time correction has to be made. And then people don't like to be corrected, but how are you going to be directed without correction? Are you following me? There's a glory will hit this place today. There's a presentation will be given to you today from the Father. There's an opportunity will be given you to make some adjustment. And as soon as you make them adjustment, there's some things that God wants you to have going to manifest in your life. He says in the 20th verse, and built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Look, notice that apostle and prophet is in there with Jesus. To bring you something. To deliver something to you. All right, now, go to Acts 2. Acts chapter 2. Everybody say Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2.
I got to make sure you're living and breathing and that you're with me and that you're not going to sit here and just be a watcher and see what you can hold down. You need to get delivered. And get blessed. Ask the point next to you, do you want to be blessed? Ask him. Well, tell him, listen to the apostle. Amen. Amen. You ought to be all ugly face smile. Acts 2:42 now. Now, you remember what you read in Ephesians 3:5, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Go back to Ephesians 3:5. Look what you read. Remember what you read in Ephesians 3:5. We're dealing with revelation here. We're not dealing with rebels. We're dealing with revelation. We're dealing with people who are willing to receive. Got me? All right, now, come on. You see that? You know, you remember what you read in Ephesians 2:20? Right? Now, look at this verse in Acts 2:42. And they continue steadfastly in what? And what? And in what else? And in what? All right, one more verse, and then I'm going to take you some more in progressive revelation, what it means to constantly being progressive in the things of God. If not, I'm going to teach you about not being passive. What would make you passive in life is that you don't know your purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, you can't prioritize your life. Therefore, you'll never reach your potential. And so this just come to me now. I don't know if some of y'all can understand street talk, but then you'll be played by the enemy. And I want to say it right now, most church members are being played because they think they're operating in revelation, but they're operating in religion. And so the potential that they have to soar like an eagle with the wind of the Holy Spirit under them is not manifested. The question come over my spirit to ask you, do you want your supernatural seat? S-E-A-T. Do you want your supernatural seat where you can sit? The Bible says we are seated in heavenly places with him. Don't the Bible say that? Do you want your supernatural seat? You just can't sit up there beside Jesus with your own mind. Something going to have to give in here. Something going to have to give in your life. Something going to have to be broken in your life for you really to come alive. And some of the first things that have to be broken is tradition, religion, theology, and men power. Government, politics, all that have to be broken for you to be seated in your supernatural seat. And when you're set in a supernatural seat, when you get up, you'll walk in a supernatural walk. It caused things, my gracia. It caused things to happen. Some of us have never seen God move. We prayed a prayer and got a trickle. But when the real hand of God is upon you, he become a commander in your life. He's not a caretaker. I'm preaching now, boy. God is not a caretaker. He wants to be the commander in your life. He don't want you instructing him. He has to instruct you. For you know not where you go. But God knows everything. Everybody, every secret, every mystery, every revelation, every wisdom, every knowledge, every understanding, every power, every victory, every conquering. Yeah, he does. The very self-same scripture that's supposed to be instructing us, we are taking those scriptures instructing God. That's why they're not working. See, the scripture for the work, you, not God. God already knows what he's going to do. God already knows what he can do. God already knows. Nobody needs to instruct God. In the beginning was God. So I think what have happened with our word of faith mentality, we think we can take the word and faith without the fulfillment of the Holy Ghost and cause God to do something. You can't do with faith what the fullness of the Holy Ghost can do. We must stop taking the Bible, instructing God, and hear what God telling us to do. I got a witness in here. How many of y'all want a seat in your supernatural seat? Walk in your supernatural step. Stand in a supernatural stand. Well, you're going to have to understand some things. Acts 9:31. How many of y'all know there's more in life than what you have? Wait a minute, I want to ask this question. Let me ask you a question. I wish I could see the internet. How many of y'all know there's more in life than what you have? If any of y'all in y'all think you have arrived, I feel so sorry for you. You have no concept of the kingdom. You don't know about the kingdom principles. You don't know how much God has bought for you already. If you satisfy where you are, you're really in survival. There's a supernatural place for you. Miracles, signs, wonders, breakthrough, breakout. Glory to God. Sickness, lamentation, divorce, cold, lonely, nothing happening. Prayed, stayed, still nothing happening. Because from this day forward, you're going to let the Bible instruct you. And we're going to stop trying to control God with the Bible. Stop trying to control Jesus with scriptures. Well, I know that hurt. It's hurting me too now. Because I know I've done that sometime myself. Stop trying to control Jesus with scripture. I'm going to tell you something. This is a live word. If you stop trying to instruct and control Jesus with scriptures, or God with scriptures, you listen to me? When he control you with it, you in control. Because he has put himself in a position that he has to fulfill his word. But the word has to function in the proper way instead of trying to make him do something and you do what you want. Be Lord of my situation, but not Lord of my life. Rule and reign when I pray about something, but don't mess with my life. And I'll tell you what, God, I'll be there 2 Sundays from now. Hold on till I get back. I haven't missed a game, but I miss a meeting. These things have, are y'all hearing me over there? These things have to be straightened out, children. If you want to walk in the glory of God and the power of God, we can't put the church as an organization. You got to get your priorities straight. Amen. All y'all who are doing this, say amen.
Amen.
You see the crowd drop? Now, in Acts 9:31, I want you to personalize this verse. And when I say that, the Spirit of God reveals something to me. Because many of us cannot personalize this verse, we are penalized. That they used to call the prison penitentiary. It's a penitentiary, and many Christians are paying penalties that they don't have to pay if they can personalize scriptures in the Bible. How you personalize scriptures? God, you're talking to me. I'll make that adjustment right now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Here's my infirmities, my inadequacies, and my insufficiencies, and my inabilities. Lord, I have a need. We got people talking to church like they don't have a need. They quote scriptures and roll their eyes back and all that. You got a need, baby. Everybody in here, me, you, everybody behind me and on side me, you got a need. We all need. God operate, God function better when you akatusala mandi say. When you akoshikonaraba. Oh, Lord. When you akosaprasesho. When you acknowledge you have a need. See, academic is anemia. When that person got blood, so what do they call it? I said it right? Yeah. In the realm of the spirit. See, what you need in the realm of the spirit, you need an altar. Let us therefore come boldly. Turn to Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find mercy and grace to help in a time of need. Let me tell you a secret. Can I tell you a secret here? We're working on the supernatural. I'm trying to get to it. I got off here, but the Lord's... most people think they're set when they need to be seeking. Now, I don't know what set really is, S-E-T. You think you're set. You think you got it. You think, I've made it. No. This life is a lifetime of seeking.
Yep.
Write it down. This life is a lifetime of seeking, because you will never find all of God. You will never find all of Jesus. You will never find all of the Holy Spirit. You will never find all of the kingdom. There's more. Tell somebody there's more. Much, much, much more. And what happened is we have settled. And we think we're set. But the Lord is calling for seekers. And so when you don't operate in the supernatural, you become satisfied with survival. There's a rest that remains for the people of God. Better get you some rest. You've been running, man. I can tell you've been running. You need some rest, sir. You always telling me you get you some rest. Yeah, you've been rolling. I can see you've been rolling. All right, there's a place. That man's go on a trip, get off the trip, and get off with a lady who had somebody having a heart problem, counts his trip, and went with her to make sure she was all right.
Wow.
In Italy, wasn't you? Wow, God. And I've seen him do that before. Yeah, sacrifice, man. Just dedicated to his call. I love it. I love people dedicated to the call. In Acts 9:31 now, we're talking about how to develop a supernatural lifestyle and how to continue in the supernatural. Where you can have the benefits of what Jesus talked about, miracles, signs, and wonders happening in your life.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
How many want that? Y'all that I get?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, there's a spiritual level. There's a spiritual altitude. There's a spiritual attitude that you have to develop from the Word of God in order for this to happen.
Yes, sir.
These four or five things we're about to look at in Acts 9:31 didn't come by accident. Apostolically and prophetically, I'm going to speak to you about some things that can get you there today. But it's a place of rest. And you remember I revealed to you that rest does not come before revelation. See, there is no real rest without revelation. You can lock the door, pull the blind down, and make it dark or whatever you want. You're still not going to enter into rest without revelation. Because demons don't respect wall. The demons say, we closing the curtain. But by revelation of who Jesus really is and who you really are in Christ and what the Lord have done for you, his finished work, and that the kingdom on the inside of you and that the Christ is on the inside of you and that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you and that the nature of God is on the inside of you, and you can make withdrawals from that kingdom and take territory and rule as a king over your area, over your home, over your life situation. My God, man. So here the church finally got to this place after they got the renegade Saul off the trail. Acts 9:31. Then had the churches what?
Rest.
Notice, throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and was edified, built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Now, I want to bring you back to something here today. I want to bring you back to something here today. I said to you, and I didn't get much far on it because I got on progressive revelation, but I won't say it to you again. Progressive revelation of the fear of God opens the door for the glory of God. Remember what we said the glory of God is, right?
Yes,
all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do. I want that door open.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be doggone. I see five people hanging. I got you. She knew I was looking at her. I want that door open. Come on. So now, so the fear of the Lord is respect, is honor, is reverence, is obedience, it's sacrifice, is amen, 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 whatever the Lord says. Right? Talk to me here now. Now, I said this to you, which is a powerful statement. The more you go into the things of God, it doesn't get harder. It becomes easier. Why? Why? Turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 11, please. Look at verse 27, 28, 29, and 30, and then shout. No, don't shout yet. Verse 27. See, we often go to verse 28. But verse 28, 29, and 30 is built on a revelation. God has to reveal to you his easy yoke. He has to reveal to you his light burden. You can't just read the scripture and say, I got it. You know what I'm saying? It's a revelation. And a revelation brings an obligation. Where a revelation is always an application. See, you thought revelation, manifestation. No. Revelation, obligation, application, manifestation.
Wow.
James said it in his word. Don't only be a hearer, but a doer. The doing brings forth the manifestation. So you say, I read that scripture, and I confessed that scripture, and the Lord looked like he's not doing nothing. You haven't done your part yet. See, verse 27. Read verse 27 to me out loud. Underline the word reveal again.
Yeah.
See, your spirit and your mind is being exposed to the kingdom. Not the church. Not the mount so-and-so, to the kingdom. Where the king is.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, come unto me. See, people trying to come without a revelation.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to work. Eyes have not seen. No ear heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him. But the Spirit reveals. Yeah, go down to the deep things of God. Stop walking in shallow water when you can walk in deep water. You know. If you're ready now, if you don't, can't swim, don't get out there. But if it, you can swim better in deep water. Boats run better in deep water. All right. Now, you understand that the rest, the edification, the fear of the Lord, the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and the multiplication comes by revelation. You understand that? Huh? This book, I got a computer in my hand, but the book worked by revelation. Lift your hand if you got that. I want everybody lifting their hand because I want everybody to be responsible for this morning. Now, the more you come into God, the easier it becomes by revelation. But the next statement is here. But if you become passive, it is extremely hard. So now I see why so many people are suffering in the body of Christ. Because they're so, let me say it this way, doggone passive. Because they don't even realize the purpose of certain things being said to them by the apostle or the pastor or the prophet or the teacher or the evangelist. They want to prioritize their own life,
wow,
set their own purposes,
yes, sir,
and prevail in God. impossible. See, because you, if without revelation, you become passive. I accept this, but I don't accept that. I'll go with this, but I'm not going to go with that. So you become passive. So now you're setting your own priorities. Now you're acting out your own purposes. Now you just canceled your potentials. So you wonder why it's not working. Oh, you got that front like it is working. But deep down inside, you know there's some things in your life not working. It's working for the other person, but it's not working for me. You on shutdown until you shut up and yield to what I say to you. You cannot run me with the Bible. The Bible's supposed to run you. Boy, that's a word there, boy. I ain't never heard that, man. Listen, listen, people trying to run God with the Bible. We're trying to instruct God. You said this. Yeah, God said, I did say this. I told you do this, too. Let's don't just talk about what I said. Let's talk about what I told you to do. That's why John 15:7 is so strong. Look at John 15:7. Help me, children. Help me. Y'all help me over here. Look at John 15:7. Look at John 15:7. Man, it's so easy. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask what you will. What he say? It shall be done for you. What's up? Yes. But see, you trying to abide in me without my word abiding in you. You say, I'm a Christian. I belong to so-and-so church. I took communion. I've been in church 37 years. Yeah, but is my word abiding you? In other words, is my word running your life? Or are you trying to run my life with my word? Simple, isn't it? I'm preaching right, right? That's right, preaching right? Yeah, I know it don't feel too good, but it's right. The strongest statement Jesus ever made to keep you from being passive. The sixth chapter of Matthew was about getting your priorities right. We think our priorities are the house, car, shoes, diamonds, and all that. That ain't no priorities. These are the things what priority produces. You get your priorities right, it will produce everything. The Bible said the Lord will hold no good thing for them who walk uprightly. Didn't it say in the book? The Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. But the Lord can't, excuse me, shepherdize you without you abiding in his word, obeying his word. I'll take you to scriptures over and over again. If you're willing, what'd he say? What'd he say? Now you really don't know what eating the good of the land means. When all stop signs are pulled out of your life. He said, yeah, you can have that. You can have that because I got you. And when you get it, I got it. Because you turn it over to me. My. Now, if you become passive, it is extremely hard. What are we seeing in the church today? I can't get a house. I can't get my health. I can't get my money. I can't find a wife. I can't find a husband. I can't do this. I can't do that. My neighbor got problems. I got problems. Everybody now, all God children. No, you lie. All God children got problems. You lie. You lying. You don't want to put all this in that sack with you. Do what you got to do. Life will never be free of problem. But if you have the power, it's as if the problem does not exist. I see your Goliaths falling. I see your Red Sea open. I see all Jericho walls falling around you right now. I see your breakthrough. What? I preach enough for a breakthrough up in here. I see it. I see it prophetically. Because finally, in this series, I'm going to get to the power of a prophetic word. When a pronouncement, not an announcement, a pronouncement is made over your life. That you're about to prevail in some areas that you have not been prevailing in. Hallelujah. That's all right with you? Yeah, this is what the Bible is all about prevailing, man. Everybody is shooting, you get a revelation, you can prevail. How many need to prevail over some things right now? We always need to prevail over something, you know that? And this is why we come here. We don't come here to feel good. We come here to learn how to fight the good life, the good fight of faith, and lay hold on our inheritance of eternal life, which is not just going to heaven, but having the days of heaven on earth. Now. Say now. Now. Say now. Now. Something good got to happen in my life now. I take my dominion now. Life situation is not my life. Instead of letting life situation change my life, I take my life and change life situation. Now! I'm in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Now! Say it, I'm in partnership with the Holy Ghost. Now! I'm in partnership with Jesus. Now! I'm in partnership with Almighty God. Now! Listen to me. He has made a way for you to escape. Everything that is not blessing your life, oh my goodness, the Lord has made a way for you to escape. You believe that?
Yes, sir.
What is 1 Corinthians 13? 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. We always think about sin. Sit down. We always think about sin. Everything about sin. No, no. It's a sin for you to lose. That verse is talking about escaping not just sin, escaping anything that does not produce the abundant life in your life. Whatever hindering you and holding you back, handicapping you, holding you back, the Bible said God always give a mean of escape. I think we're going to escape some things from some things today. And then, I'm not going to go to it, but in 2 Peter, the first chapter, he said there's another time he give you by his divine nature, his divine power, his divine promise, you partakers of his divine nature, escape the lust. Because everything that is against you, it originally come from some kind of lust. Yes, Satan is a lustful demon.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. I'm going to talk about this passiveness again. Because you can't be passive in operating the supernatural. That's why most Christians are not operating the supernatural. They're too doggone passive. They miss their beat. See, the supernatural has a rhythm in it. It's a divine rhythm. Rhythm in the supernatural, and it don't make sense. See, God, if you're in tune to God more than this world, in tune to God more than what you want to do, he'll tell you something, you'll do it because you're so in tune to him. If you wasn't in tune to him, it'd look too stupid.
That's good, Dad. That's good, Dad.
And you're not going to do it. You see, you want a diagram.
Yeah.
You want a sketchboard and all that. Lord, don't do that.
Nope.
The Lord looking for what? Somebody say it. Faith. He's looking for faith. Where's your faith? He's looking for faith. So he got to give you something to do by faith.
Yes, sir.
By the way, he got to give you something to do that you got to trust him. Look at somebody and tell them real loud, look what you've been missing. Your problem, listen to me, look at me. Your problem already has been solved. As soon as that problem came, God sent the solution, but you didn't see it because you were too busy looking at the problem and not at your God. Sometimes, boy, this is strong here. Sometimes we're too busy looking at the scriptures to see God. Because we kind of do with the scripture what only God can do. The scriptures point us to God, not to the scripture. Search the scripture. For in them you think you have me, but they're testifying about me. So that's why we can miss church like we miss church. Because we really don't know what church is. We really don't know. We think it's a choir singing, make you happy. A preacher singing, make you happy. No. This is like gasoline in an automobile. You're on empty, you need some fuel, man. And you got to take it like that. You just keep passing the service station up. Just you're on a quarter, that red light didn't come on. Just keep driving. Just go right on. It's cold. I want you. I'm going to be about 15 degrees. Just keep on driving. You don't need to stop here. I mean, I got to go, man. I ain't got time. Just keep on driving. Get the Baton Rouge. Drive some more. Go on up North Louisiana somewhere. It's 15 degrees. Yeah, feel a little jerk. Somebody yell to run out of gas before you wait. Y'all know that. As soon as I see a jerk, y'all understand what I'm talking about. Here's why we can't be passive. You listening? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Here's why we can't be pastors, young man. Because God is always moving. Did you hear me? God is always moving. Why this? To a better place. And here I'm said, pastor. Here I said, Lord, I love you so much. Lord, see what you can do for me. Lord said, I just passed by you. The boy said, the Lord was here, and I knew it not. He was in the presence of the Lord, wasn't he?
Yes.
Jacob?
Yes.
But you're too busy. What program you will not miss on TV? But you can miss church on Sunday morning because you put it on pastor. I expect all the members to be here every time this church opens because you say you're a member here. You ought to be here. Stop this foolishness. Get rid of the old religious spirit you came here with. We're going to kill that thing. So if, sit down, I'm going to give me a few more minutes. So if I cannot be passive because God is always moving, therefore I have to continue to move with him. Amen.
Amen.
And watch what I'm about to tell you now because, see, and since we are an apostolic church, and the Lord blessed us, we have had many supernatural manifestations. I mean, in one meeting, man. So the church have not been spoken to apostolically and prophetically. The church has been pastored. and teachers. Them other two boys pull you up to a higher line and show you some more things. So the question is now, one of the apostles said this, and I got to ask myself this question. How do you pastor a supernatural church? Or how do you pastor people that believe in the supernatural? Now listen very carefully. But without revelation, what I said? It's hard to go beyond your knowledge. This technology age, this IBM age, this scientific age, this computer age, this internet age has caused us to believe we're smarter than God. And so we pay more attention to texting than the text. How many of y'all out text the text this week? How many of y'all spend time with a text as much as you've been texting? How many of y'all gonna text 50 times this afternoon, not gonna read one scripture? And the ugly thing on the other end can't help you. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Getting mad at me. You know what I'm saying. People going to hell. Like the apostle said, somebody overdosing right down the street right now. Somebody breaking in somebody's house. All kind of things going on. We sitting up here and think we're doing a great job. And most people come to church for their own benefit.
Yes, sir.
Wow. They call that selfish. Now, I relate with some of the training I'm getting. I have been in some of the most powerful meetings, and they could only go so far. They had only so much revelation, but it was powerful meeting. And what happened, the man was so advanced in other people, they thought he was God. He didn't think he was God, but they thought he was God. And I saw him got hurt many times because people were trying to put him on a pedestal. He was trying to take him to another level. But I've been in some powerful meeting. And then he says, in some cases, it went through the church. It was an event instead of a lifestyle. I'm almost through now. Don't be biting them and messing with me like this. I ain't your turkey. And it's no longer happening because it couldn't be kept. And the reason it couldn't be kept is you cannot live in the supernatural on manifestation. The supernatural is always what's going to happen. You missed it. The supernatural is not about what has happened. The supernatural is always about what is about to happen. No one of the song is saying, and on, and on, and on. That's the way the supernatural is. So people try to live on an experience and a past manifestation without further instruction. And it died right there. And that's what the Lord got on me about. The Lord said, now I sent all the manifestation through the church when half of your members wasn't there. But I sent it through there because I'm turning this into a supernatural church. Some not going to make it. For some right now, slobbing out their mouth, I wish it was like it was. No more. Too late. Too much. Can't go back. And we are a sign and wonder in the deep south. They have large churches, but and no move and no manifestation taking place like we've seen. And I'm calling for the manifestation to come back. I'm calling for the set on this church every Sunday. I'm calling for when council walk in this church, say, oh no, I won't go up here. No. When different sickness get to the church, say, no, 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 leave me in the car. I don't want to be, just put me out. There's a place in God that we can walk like that. And guess what? Guess what? I'm about to say something now. Guess what? It's normal. The supernatural is the normal lifestyle of God. We've been so many centuries. You understand me, Eddie? We've been so many centuries trying to make God do things that he already have done. Jesus said, it is finished. Now find your part to play in faith. Hello. So there is, well, sit down a minute. There's a glory movement coming to Darrell. There's a movement where nothing's going to be impossible. If I can get a remnant of this church, and I know who you are, if I can get a remnant of this church to catch a hold to the real God and have real meaning in life for the kingdom of God, we're going to see some things. You see, a lot of time what happened, even, now this is going to sound funny, but it's true. The reason the movement couldn't keep going, they knew the rim of the Spirit, all right? They knew the presence of God. Right. I've been in meeting. But like the children of Israel, they didn't want the word of God. Wow. See, you can't have the rim of God and the Spirit of God without the word of God. The word give us instruction how to walk in God's maze. And his maze is amazing. But you have to have an insight. You have to have a revelation. You have to be inspired by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can't work without the word. You follow what I'm saying? Now watch this now. And when the prophetic word and the written word is no longer coming from the presence of God, the people cannot live in that realm because now the supernatural was an event. Now, here's what I want for this church. The success of this church, we have to transition from the supernatural being an event to it being a lifestyle. Amen? Yes. Amen. Now, sit down in a minute. Now, who am I talking to? See, because some people think, you might think that person is you more spiritual than you. I'm talking to everybody. Matter of fact, sometimes the one who think they're more spiritual, they don't get it.
That's right.
Oh, boy, I throw his hands at the Lord. I've done the best I can. I don't even know. I can't even memorize this scripture. I don't know it. But I believe it. Lord said, there you're healing. Other person quoted 9 scriptures and died. I'm closed. That's after hour, son? That's still an hour? All right. But for the supernatural to continue as a lifestyle, you have to have progressive revelation. Why? Because we're living in what you call the information age. You know we're in the information age, right? Man, our old folks didn't know all this stuff we think we know. That's why they live longer than us. They didn't know all we knew. We smart. Jesus, help me because I can't help myself. I've heard prayers like that, you know. God understood their language. Lord, if you don't help me, I can't be helped. I can't make it by myself. Some of y'all know, we don't pray like that. Lord, look at this voice right here. See?
Yeah, you're right, Dad. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, you have a need. I don't care how much money you got, and I don't care how sweet your wife is. You have a need. Every person, don't show me your need. See it yourself. Write that down. Write it down. Don't show me your need. See it yourself. I already know you have need of these things. See your helplessness. See your inabilities. See your inadequacies. See your insufficiencies with your thesis. You just wrote a thesis, but see it. You need me.
Yes, sir.
They were saying, I need thee every hour. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, I need thee. That's what I raised up on, you see. Lord, I want you to do this. You hear me? Get about it. But I ain't gonna be here next Sunday. I'm gonna wait till the subject change. You don't own me. I own you. Lord, Lord. Do God own you? You're a flat lie. Shut up. Do God own you? Can God run your life? And you know, most of us spirit, yeah, God own me. You lie. If God own you, why were you at the revival? This your church. I'm your bastard. No, pastor, I mean. I said slip. I thought it was. It got to hurt sometimes. You know, doctor give you something and they cut you. They give you something to knock you out. I've been trying to give you something. I try to give you the word so the word can be, what you call it? What you call that stuff in there? Anesthesia, yeah. I try to give you the word to knock you out so you can understand, so you won't hurt so bad when I cut you, you know. lady, pregnant, they give you that stuff when you're pregnant. What do you give you that stuff when you're... Yep, yeah, but I don't want none. I don't want none. I'm going to take it now. Doctor! Go get that doctor! Shoot me twice! I was a woman, I wouldn't take nothing natural. Shoot everything in me you got, man. All that, man. Shoot everything, Doc. Shoot some early if you want. You know, come on, natural. I ain't on natural, man. Natural. People still had a baby natural because they had natural born. They ain't had no help. Got too many smart people out there now, man. Give me some help. Put me to sleep, sir. Today, there's no excuse for anybody to be ignorant. Watch this now. Because you can pull up anything you want on a computer. You can Google anything, right? Talk to me, you Googlers. Yeah. Now, I'm going to make this statement, and this statement is so profound. I'll close on it. It's so profound, but I want to say it so the masses can hear it from the pulpit. You need to hear it from the pulpit. One of the things the internet has done, it has made the sin of your imagination possible. Now, I just found out there's some companies that have some information you can put on the internet. You know where anybody been on the internet. You know where they been. Then they got one, when you go anywhere awkward, you can it'll text five other people and tell them where you at. I'm putting it on all the internet at this church, all the internet in my house, everywhere. Accountability is a powerful thing. Stand on your feet.